Today's podcast is brought to you by Security Unlocked, a new podcast from Microsoft focusing on artificial intelligence and machine learning in security. Check out the links down in the description below. And despite my best efforts, So I apologize to the thousands of people who listen to this in the audio-only version, because, Paul, I'm going to play a video, and you're not going to be able to hear the audio, so it's sort of ironic that whatever. But I need to explain to you why something on my body hurts very badly today. And I think you might, you're a pretty astute observer, you might be able to figure this out, okay?
Did the child in your neighborhood get his revenge?
Yeah, sort of. Ready? Ready? Just wait.
That's like a, it's like an agony of defeat video.
It was right about there.
Yes.
That
I notice your child is padded from this air gap.
Yes, that's about 8 to 10 inches of my tailbone getting ready to ram into the ground. And then I did it several more times. And so standing desk might be in my future. God.
I think you need to alternate heat and cold and, you know, maybe stay off your feet and your butt, I guess.
Yeah, just lay. I think if I was a toddler or whatever, an infant, they call it tummy time. put him down on the rug.
I always remember many years ago, I injured my. I did that thing where you flip over your ankle and it's like, playing basketball. And I was actually on crutches, and I didn't play basketball again until the following year. Like I had to take the rest of the season off or whatever, and then the whole summer, you know. So flash forward a couple of years, my son is a teenager now. He's probably 14, 15, whatever, playing basketball, some cold gym in the winter, and it completely rolls his ankle. And I was like, oh man. So I had to take him to the hospital to make sure that, you know, they do x-rays and make sure he didn't break anything or whatever. And he just rolled it. He's fine. And I was like, dude, just so you know, I mean, you're going to be out for a while. And two or three weeks later, he was playing basketball full speed, no problem. And, you know, that's the difference between whatever he was, 15-year-old and whatever I was at the time, 45 years old or 48 or whatever. And, just massive recovery time. So I'm sure you'll be fine.
Yeah.
That's the moral of the story.
It's getting there. Anyway, so we're supposed to get, I don't know. We were at one point, they said we were getting 17 inches of snow. I don't think that's happened. I thought we were going to wake up with more snow on the ground than we did right now, which is not a lot. I mean, well, preface it. We already have probably 11 inches on the ground, maybe something like that. So decent amount. I know that video doesn't show it too well because it's all packed down from the previous.
Same thing here. It looks like we've got like a foot and a half or 2 feet of snow, but it's definitely compacted down, you know.
So we've got that on the ground. And then they were saying at one point 17 inches. Now they're saying, I thought we were going to wake up with like 5 or 6 on the ground. We woke up with like 1. Now they're saying it's all coming this afternoon.
Oh.
Spookiness. I don't know. We'll see if we get.
So we're not actually getting a lot of snow.
It's all coming here.
Yeah, but we are getting like an ice storm, and that could be really dangerous. And
that's worse.
Actually, speaking of which, I don't think I told you this. The other day I was I'm sitting here working, and behind me I can hear all these sounds. And like, you know, like ice melts and like a big chunk of it will fall off. And it was like, it happened once, and I was like, okay, so, you know, you hear the creaking sound and something happens, whatever. It kept happening, and I was like, Stephanie. My wife's office is upstairs. I'm like, can you hear that sound? And I'm like, hello? And so I go upstairs, and she's oh my God. She is literally, the entire upper half of her body is stuck outside of the bathroom window. She is holding a toilet plunger in her hand. A toilet plunger.
It's beautiful.
And she is hitting the icicles on the, because they're, you know, enormous. And I was like, what the hell are you doing? And she says, remember that awful winter where all our windows and our roof got destroyed? I just don't want that to happen again. And I was like, would you please come inside before the neighbors see you? I'm like, right next door to us on that side of the house is another house, obviously. And that guy designed his own house back in like 1980. It's the only house in the neighborhood that has a flat roof. This guy is a jackass. And every single time it snows, and he has to go up and shovel his roof. I have photos of him shoveling his roof every time it snows. When it rains, if it rains enough, he'll go up with a broom and broom off the water. I'm like, you know, a 1% incline might have helped.
Yeah.
Like, you know, anyway, I'm like, we right now have moral superiority over this guy. You're out here with a toilet plunger, and I'm sorry. If he sees you, we have lost everything.
I was about to say that was a very Boston thing that your wife was doing, like,
Yeah.
give me the plunger, and then just like
Exactly. She's just whacking the ice with a toilet plunger. Oh boy, domestic bliss.
Anyways, it's Monday.
Yeah.
If you want to play xCloud on your PC, I think it's coming pretty soon. A bunch
Oh,
of like,
I'll share this with you privately.
yeah. I suspect I know where that's going.
I'll tell yeah.
Anyways, a bunch of people now have their hands on, all Microsoft employees, by the way, are now testing it internally, and it's supposedly pretty dang good. I mean,
Should
it's
be,
pretty good
right?
on Android, so I'm not all that.
This is going to open it up. For me especially, like I just have a really hard time playing what is essentially what is literally an Xbox game, a console game on a tiny screen. I just can't do it, you know? And yeah, being able to have it up on the big screen is wonderful. And you know, just from my own kind of admittedly limited perspective, right now I have, you know, multiple screens in here and they're all doing different things. And it'd be kind of neat just to have like one setup where everything went through. I mean, I really am looking forward to this.
I think a lot of people are, myself included. So, be on the lookout for that coming here. I don't know exactly when it's going to launch. They could push the button at any time, but the fact that all of Microsoft can now use it means they're feeling pretty good about it. So,
Right.
there you go. I don't know if anything else really happened this weekend. Actually, I was disappointed I opened Threat.com today, Paul. I opened it and I saw this nice little graphic that you have at the top. I was like, oh, that UI looks kind of neat. Looks nice. Like,
Oh yeah.
and I was like, I wonder if that's Sun Valley. And it was like Chrome OS. I was like, oh.
Well, you know, if you're looking for what a modern version of Windows is going to look like, it looks like Chrome OS. Yeah, it's got curved corners and
Nice.
translucency. It's
Looks nice.
Nice typography.
Yeah.
It is nice. It really is. I mean, it has been for a while.
Like I imagine like Chrome OS, Mac OS, and like Windows are sitting in a bar, and like Mac OS and Chrome OS are sitting at the bar drinking like modern drinks or something like Jack and Coke, I don't know, whatever. And then there's just like the drunk alcoholic in the back that's window saying like, "My fluid would have been like you."
I thought what you were going to say was the bartender walks up and says, "Oh, are you three sisters?" And then the other two are like, "Eh."
Yeah.
Was
So,
the other one's adopted.
or legacy. I don't know, whatever you want to call it, something like that. So, anyways, the yeah, it's Monday. I guess actually
I
today
know.
isn't today's President's Day? Is that why?
Is it? I don't know. Oh, yeah, maybe it is.
Paul
I
and I shouldn't
guess.
have done this podcast. Usually we take
I know
very
every holiday, no matter how slight.
yeah.
Well, I just don't feel it's fair to judge the quality
Right,
of a holiday.
exactly. And so to President's Day, we apologize for not
If
observing.
you're, I will say, sometime today, I was hoping to get this done this morning, but I'm thinking it might be later in the day kind of thing. I'll have the next article about that Evo versus M1 thing up. This is hardware compatibility. The short version is honestly the stuff that I use day to day works great on both machines, on all machines, right? I mean, the Mac identify everything I use for the podcast, right? All of the audio video stuff, whatever, all of it works great. It's when you get out to the edge cases where things get a little more interesting. And so I mean, but that's good news, right? I mean, the argument I always made, I still make, I guess, against Windows 10 on ARM is that it's always that one thing that will screw you up, whether it's a hardware peripheral, like a special printer scanner combo, whatever it might be, or some software application that doesn't work. And like that's the kind of thing that ruins an experience when especially when it seems normal at first, you're like, oh, this is going to work. And then one day you're like, oh, crap, this doesn't, you know. And I feel like the Apple kind of cleared that bar for the most part. I mean, there were obviously all kinds of edge cases, but to me is the central advantage, I guess, of the M1 over ARM on Windows. And maybe something to do with their respective strategies where Microsoft is like, we'll get it right eventually, and Apple's like, we'll get it right and then we'll ship it, you know? So,
All right. Well, I can hear my daughter just jacked up the volume on whatever great show she's watching.
hopefully it's
And
that video you showed us over and over again on some loop up in the living room. She just laughs, you know, peals it with laughter every 17 seconds.
you should watch the actual one. You can hear me scream in agony and her just giggling like a school
Just do it
child.
again, do it again, and you're like rolling around in the bed the ground like a victim.
Let's do it again, Daddy. I'm like, no, Daddy can't.
Is it pretty much parenting in a nutshell when you think about it, right?
Yeah. So, anyway, today's podcast is brought to you by Security Unlocked. You can find links down in the description below or go to securityunlockedpodcast.com.